Is the Old Testament lesson read to you. I'm not going to repeat the entire thing. I'm trusting that it has stayed in your minds for the last few minutes, that you can recall it quickly enough as need be. We are presented with, actually Jeremiah, and therefore us through him, are presented with a simple choice in this text before us. Jeremiah is in the midst of his ministry, of course, his prophetic ministry, which God himself called him to. And Jeremiah has grown somewhat disgruntled with it. He's run into nothing but trouble, really. He's had a contract put on his life. He's had people throw him out of places. He's had people shun him. He's not getting what he thought he bargained for, I don't think. And as those of you who have been with me through the years in extracurricular activity like the Bible class and whatnot, will remember that Jeremiah, I have categorized him as one of the biggest complainers in all of Scripture. If you are prone to complain, get to know Jeremiah. He will become your friend very quickly. And this is an instance of that. Jeremiah going to God and complaining to him about the way things are going and asking God to intervene on his behalf. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but Jeremiah is so bold in our text as to accuse God of being deceitful. Will you be to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail? Is that really what you are? Yeah, there's some bold words coming from the prophet Jeremiah. But, of course, God does not let him get away with it. I can picture it. Jeremiah is complaining and complaining and complaining, and God is just listening very patiently, taking in what Jeremiah says. And then when Jeremiah is done, when he's made his case, when he's accused God of being deceitful, God says, "Okay, Jeremiah, if you return to me, I'll restore you. If you extract the precious from what is worthless, you'll be my spokesman." What does God call what Jeremiah is saying to him? Worthless. God doesn't let him get away with it. He lets him complain. But then he says, "Okay, now here's your job, Jeremiah. Repent. Repent. I don't feel sorry for you, and don't look to me to feel sorry for you. If you start speaking things that are worth speaking, then you'll be my spokesman. But as long as you're doing this, you're not." And Jeremiah is convicted. The choice he's presented with that I mentioned before, the same choice you and I are presented with in our day and age. In our discipleship of Jesus Christ, we can look for one of two things: the easy acceptance of the world, or faithfulness and ultimate victory. That's the choice. Many, many people, of course, in their discipleship of Jesus Christ, look for that first option, easy acceptance. If we follow Jesus Christ, if we do this, if we do that, if we do the other thing, as we should, and there's that word should, well, then our life will be blessed by God himself. God will come and intervene on our behalf, and God will fight for me. Easy acceptance. If I don't ruffle the feathers of the world will accept me. Easy acceptance. But such an idea is foreign to the call that God gave Jeremiah. And it is foreign to the call, his call of discipleship that goes out to us. You heard him today. if any man wants to follow me, let him pick up his cross and follow me. It's not going to be easy. The burden may not be tremendously light by worldly standards. Don't, in other words, expect easy acceptance on the part of the world toward you. But as God promises Jeremiah in our text, if he chooses the other option, and by the way, we can talk about choosing here for those of you who are saying, oh, that's not Lutheran. We can talk about choosing here because we are in that area of sanctification. If we choose the other option, well, then God promises that indeed all things will work for our good and for his glory. If we choose faithfulness, I will be faithful to my calling as a disciple of Jesus Christ. I will not look for the easy acceptance of the world. I will not look to fit in there. I choose faithfulness. And faithfulness, God says, ends up in victory. One way or another, it ends up in overcoming the problems and trials of the world. Those looking for easy acceptance in the world are of very little use to God. He's looking for the faithful. He puts up with Jeremiah. He puts up with us. He is a long-suffering God, after all. But know this, that he thinks it is worthless to look for the easy acceptance of the world. That's his evaluation of it. What is precious in his sight are those who may not understand what's going on and what's happening to them, but those who remain faithful to him all the same, in spite of what is going on with them. The choice is very clear. Easy acceptance or faithfulness and ultimate victory. God is sitting back and waiting. Amen.